This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, what could be hundreds of thousands of people will march in Washington to support more controls on some firearms. Survivors of last month's deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida, helped organize what's called the March for Our Lives, and they had to raise money to make this happen. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It's about 1,000 miles from Parkland, Florida to Washington, D.C. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student Diego Pfeiffer can't wait to get there. He says he's able to do it without shelling out much money at all.
Most of the things are being voluntarily given to us to get kids up there. Many flight seats have just been given to us by airlines. Many people at hotels are renting out their hotels just for Douglas students.
But public events like this aren't cheap. Street closures, police, bathrooms. The group organizing the March for Our Lives used social media and online fundraising to help pay for it, already having raised more than $3 million through a GoFundMe page. Una Osili studies the economics of philanthropy at Indiana University. She says this level of online fundraising wouldn't have been possible just a few years ago.
The power of social media combined with the internet allows people of all ages to act as their own fundraisers, essentially.
She says that's a blessing and a curse because not all sites can guarantee the money will go where you want it to. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.